BBC Learning English.
Do you know anyone who has gone backpacking? It's a type of travel that is low cost and independent, often meaning no fixed plans regarding accommodation or destination. The word backpacking comes from backpack, a type of bag that you carry on your back. Travellers typically fill a backpack with life essentials, like clothing, plus anything extra needed for adventure. The stereotypical view of a backpacker is someone in their 20s, keen to tick off items on their bucket list. But forget this, you're about to find out that anyone can backpack. Last year, my best friend's parents retired at age 65 and set off on a 630-mile trail along the southwest coast of England. Each carrying a 15-kilogram backpack, Mike and Lorraine hiked along cliffs, explored golden sandy beaches, and even cycled. For accommodation, they didn't pre-book, but stayed in whatever they could find on the day, which varied from B&Bs to camping in fields full of sheep. They did stop for the occasional well-deserved cup of tea. They were in England, after all. Backpackers are also known for travelling with little money, but few begin with as little as Othmane Zelati from Morocco. In 2015, he embarked on an almost four-year journey, but he started out with just $80, £64. He zigzagged across 24 countries on the African continent and filmed his experience, aiming to show the world the diversity and beauty of Africa, all on a shoestring budget. He told BBC What's New that he often had to work odd jobs and rely on the kindness of strangers to be able to afford to keep travelling. But it was worth it. South Africa was Othmane's final destination, and on reaching it, he said, "It was one of the best moments in my life. It made me know that if you fight for something, you really stick to that goal, then you will reach it." So don't give up. If you want to travel, you can, no matter your age or budget.
BBC Learning English.